May that be our prayer, that He is able to make me what He wants me to be, not what I want to be. But God wants to make you what He wants you to be. That is what makes a difference in our understanding. Many times we are going after being like somebody else, but God made you unique. And may the Lord enable each one of us to learn that important aspect. Just as a recollection of the various sermons that we meditated upon, God is able to save to the uttermost. God is able to deliver from the fire. These are the sermons that we have meditated earlier. God is able to deliver from the lions. God is able to humble the proud. God is able to perform His promise. God is able to raise even from the dead. And God is able to do more than we ask or think. That was what we meditated upon last week. And today, we are going to meditate upon another aspect, which is a benediction, kind of a finale kind of a thing. God is able to keep you. God is able to keep you from Jude chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. This is one of the most quoted benediction verses. But it's important for us to meditate on a benediction verse as well, because God has something in store for us to even learn from this benediction verse. So as we read this together from King James Version, so let us all read this together, all together please. Now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. We'll read the same verse in Telugu. Some of us know this Telugu language, so I just wanted to make sure that you can read it and try to understand in the language that you're more comfortable with. Let's read this together. Yuda Kurasin Patrika. Yuda Rasina Patrika, Madhata Jayamu, 24-25 Vachanalu. Kalisi Chadukundam. తొట్రిల్లకుండా మిమ్మను కాపాడుటకును, తన మహిమ ఎదుట ఆనందముతో మిమ్మను నిర్దోషులనుగా నిలవబెట్టుటకును, శక్తిగల మన రక్షకుడైన అద్వితీయ దేవునికి మన ప్రభువైన యేసుక్రీస్తు ద్వారా మహిమయు, మహాత్మ్యమును, ఆధిపత్యమును, అధికారమును యుగములకు పూర్వమును, ఇప్పుడును, సర్వయుగములకును కలుగునుగాక. ఆమెన్. లెట్స్ రీడ్ దిస్ ఇన్ ఎన్ ఉర్దూ లాంగ్వేజ్. సమ్ ఆఫ్ అస్ నో ద ఉర్దూ లాంగ్వేజ్ హియర్. సో షల్ వి ఆల్ రీడ్ దిస్ టుగెదర్ ప్లీజ్.
जो तुमको ठोकर खाने से बचा सकता है और अपने हुजूर में कमाल खुशी के साथ में अब खारा कर सकता है, वहीद का जो हमारा मंजी है जलाल और अजमत और सलानत और इख्तियार हमारे खुदावंद यसु मसीह के वसीले से जैसा अजल से है अब भी और हो सकता है. आमीन.
मे द लॉर्ड ब्लेस द रीडिंग ऑफ दिस scriptural portion from various languages. Though we speak different languages, but we have one God who understands us and who wants to speak to us and tell us that I'm able to do that. Precious loving Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you may speak to us through this portion that we have just meditated upon from Jude chapter 1 verses 24 to 25, that you may help us to learn something new from your word, or get reminded of something that we already know, so that we may leave from this place transformed. That you may speak to us. Lord, we are people of need. We have come with certain situations that are going on in our lives, personal lives, job lives, family lives, spiritual lives, many, many situations that are going on in our lives. Won't you speak to us, Lord, today? Lord, speak to us, Lord. We want to hear from you, Lord. Lord, comfort us, encourage us, exhort us, correct us, so that we may live for you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is able to keep you. God is able to keep you. That is something important for us to understand. Apart from the previous sermons that we have meditated upon, if you want to listen to them, you can go back to our church website at zion-church.org. to listen to the previous sermons. But for today, we are going to meditate on this benediction verse. Jude, he is supposedly referred to or or when the biblical scholars looked at him, they identify him as a brother of Jesus Christ. He was brother of Jesus Christ. He was also called Jude, not the Iscariot, but Jude, the brother of Jesus. And he wrote this particular book. And towards the end, he mentions this as a benediction. A few verses before this benediction, he talks about certain important things that you and I need to be able to learn certain things. In verse 21, Jude chapter 1, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life, and have mercy on some who are doubting. Save others, snatching them out of fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. He was talking about the fact that you and I need to build ourselves on the most holy faith. That we need to build ourselves. We need to be strong. We need to be strong in the Lord, in His word, because God is the one who is able to keep us. And that is what he continues in the as form of a benediction in verses 24 and 25. He starts with the first word. You know what he said? He said, Now, not later. Not later, now. God is a God who is a God of the present. He's a God of the past. He's God of the present. He's a God of future. And right now, in this particular verse, he's saying, the word of God is saying, now. God wants to be able to remind each one of us that he is present. He is ever-present help in the time of troubles. Present. He's present, God. Now. Now unto him who is able. He is able. We have a God who is able to keep you from falling. In other words, he's the one who is able to preserve you. You want to note down the first point here. To preserve you from falling. The two words, preserve and falling. You can note down in your sermon notes as well. Preserve you from falling. We have a God who is able to preserve us from falling. In what way? He's the one who is trying to keep us from falling. The three points that we can note down in this particular point is that he will keep you. He's the one, he will guard you. And he will watch over you. That is how he is going to preserve us from falling. That he is able to do that. We have a God whom we can trust to the point of being able to know that he is able to keep me from falling. I put a small picture there just as a reminder of how little children they trust in their dads. Knowing well that my dad, when I fall, he's going to catch me. I'm not going to fall down. My dad is going to hold me. Similar kind of a situation happened when our daughter, Joanne, when she was a little girl. She used to stand on one of the stairs, three or four stairs, and she wants to jump. Dad, hold me. I know you're going to catch me. I'm going to jump from the stairs. I know probably every parent must have experienced that with your children. How children want to be able to have times with their parents to the extent of fully trusting that if I'm going to move, get out from the steps, my dad or my mom is going to hold me. Such is the kind of trust that children have. How much more should we have the trust? God, you are the one who is able to keep me from stumbling. In some of the translations, it uses the word stumbling, not even falling. Forget about falling. Just stumble. You know what stumble means? A little stumbling. That's why in Telugu it says Thottrillakunda. He is the one who wants to protect you even from, oh, be careful. Suddenly he holds us. He's not even falling, but he just tried to, you know, while getting down the stairs or whatever bit. Children play a game called trust fall. I don't know if you have seen that. Trust fall. What do? They stand and say, Dad, or friends, they'll say, okay, I'm going to fall back. I know you're going to hold me without me falling down. They play such games. Our children played with us also when they were growing up. They trust us so much. They say, okay, I'm going to fall back. There is someone behind me who are going to catch me.
Such is the kind of faith children have.
But many times, we do not have such kind of faith. So Jude is exhorting each one of us to build ourselves up on the most holy faith. Do you have faith? There are many secular songs where it says, keep the faith, keep the faith. You know, you gotta keep the faith. What is this faith? They don't mention as to what is this faith about. The Bible says, the faith that needs to be put on the one whom you can trust. And that is God himself. Even during the worship exhortation, we meditated upon the fact that he's my refuge, in whom I trust. God, my God, in whom I trust. Do you trust him, my dear? F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I trust him. That's an acronym for faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking everything in my life, I'm going to trust him. Why? Because he loved me so much. He created me and he loved me so much. I was born in sin. And he came down into this world to deliver me from my sinful nature. Not only was he born in a manger, but he went up on the cross to die for me on the cross of Calvary. If he could give his life for me, I can vouch my life for him. I can trust him completely. Such is the kind of faith God wants you and I to have. Knowing well that we are people of sin, by which by nature we are born, and there is no way in which we can get out of our sinful nature other than God, who came down in the form of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. All that he expects us is to be able to have faith in him. He showered his grace upon us, and he's asking us, do you have the faith? Are you building yourself upon the most holy faith? He is able to keep us from falling. He is able to preserve us from falling. He is going to protect us from falling. He is going to hold us so that we will not be snatched away. He is the one who has given us the eternal life. He is the one who has given us eternal security to keep us from falling. There is one chapter we always refer to when we go on journeys. But let me tell you, not just the journeys that we travel, but also remember, our life is a journey. So I think it would be appropriate for us to read this particular chapter, Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I want to read these 8 verses. Listen to this carefully, my dear. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who makes heaven and earth. Verse 3. He will not allow your foot to slip. Notice this carefully. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps you will not slumber. Verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. We have a God who keeps us from falling. When you are asleep, he is not asleep. He doesn't slumber nor sleep, the Bible says in verse 3 and 4, to be able to emphasize that he who keeps you, he is the one who is able to keep you, to able to guard you, who is able to watch over you. And he's the one who is protecting you. You can rest asleep. You can sleep without any tensions because he's the one who keeps us from falling. Many times, as children, I don't know how many of you lied on the bed and the morning you woke up, you were on the floor. You fall down. Oh, this falling. Physically, there are many times we keep falling, but spiritually also. We are falling in our lives. We are falling in the temptations that we are going through in our lives. But God is the one who is able to keep you. He is not sleeping. He is not slumber. In verse 5, notice this carefully again, my dear. Notice the word keep. Verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. Psalm 91 verse 1. Under the shadow of his wings. He is your shade on your right hand. Verse 6. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7. The Lord will preserve you or protect you or keep you from the all evil. He is the one who is able to keep you from evil. Many times, with the free will that we have, we tend to walk away. But God is able to keep us from all evil. Remember that. That is what it says here, not my words. If you trust in him, if you build yourselves on the most holy faith, remember that he is able to keep you from all evil. We pray the prayer that Lord Jesus taught his disciples, deliver us from all evil. Because we know that he is able to keep us from all evil. He will keep your soul. He will keep your soul. He will protect your soul. He will preserve your soul unto eternity. God is the one, not just saying rest in peace. He's your soul. He's God who is keeping your soul, my dear. The life that you live on this earth may be short-lived, but the life that is after our life on this earth is eternity. Where will you spend your eternity? Do you have the trust in the God who is able to keep your soul? Verse 8. Please read someone, verse 8. Yes, the Lord will preserve your going out. The Lord will guard. Same words that are used. Guarding, preserving, keeping, watching over. The Lord will preserve your going out and coming in from this time forth and forever. We quote this verse when people travel. Why? Because we need God's protection when we travel. He's able to keep us from all the distractions and the accidents we come across in our lives. Let me tell you, my dear, our life is a journey. Every day, the moment you wake up in the morning, we are struggling in this world with the temptations that we come across. From the point we wake up till the time we sleep, even during the sleep as well. But we have a God who doesn't sleep, who is able to keep us, but we are the ones. We have to be very, very cautious in our building up of our most holy faith. Wonderful psalm talking about God as our keeper. Psalm 23, God as our shepherd. Psalm 121, God as our keeper. God is my keeper. The Lord is my keeper. Many times we don't meditate on that part. Yes, he's my shepherd, no doubt about it. But he's my keeper also. He's my keeper also. Numbers, another benediction in Numbers chapter 6. We quote this also as a benediction verse. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 23 onwards. Please read. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 onwards. The Lord bless you and keep you. We don't focus on that word. We focus on the bless. Yes, no doubt we have a God who blesses us spiritually and earthly. But remember, the Lord bless you and keep you. He's the one who protects you as well. Not only does he give you things, but also he'll keep us. And then the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. When you know that we have a God who is my keeper, you will experience the peace of God, my dear. Many people don't get enough sleep. While they lie on their bed, they're not able to get sleep. Why? Because they wonder what is going to happen. Lord, what is happening in my life? What is happening with my family? What is happening with my future? What is happening with my job situation, my immigration situation, my health situation? What is next? Well, I don't know. And people have sleepless nights. But let me tell you, let me encourage you from the word of God today, my dear, that we have a God who is a keeper. He will keep everything. He will protect us. He will guard us so that you may get enough sleep. He will not slumber nor sleep so that his beloved can get enough sleep. God wants to give you such kind of peace, my dear. Don't you want to have such a kind of a God whom we believe in him, that he's the one who's able to keep me? He's the one who protects me from the evil one. He's the one who's a sovereign God who knows how to be able to protect me in situations. Job chapter 1 talks about a man who God himself mentions that he is a man who is blameless in verse 1. Upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. But Satan wanted to test. He wanted to attack Job. And you know what happened? Satan has a conversation with God. And he said, verse 10, Job chapter 1 and verse 10, it says, have you not made a hedge about him? Have you not put a fence around him to keep him? You have blessed him, it says, and towards the end of it, you have blessed the work of his hands and his possession. You put a hedge around him. Satan is looking at the people of God, the children of God. He knows around whom the protection is kept. Satan wanted to still attack Job, but God allowed him. But he said, do not put forth your hand on him. Do not put forth your hand on him. Verse 12. Behold, all that he has in your power, only do not put forth your hand on him. God allowed Job to go through sufferings in his life. He had a hedge around Job, but at the same time, he allowed certain sufferings in our lives. Don't think that when we go through sufferings in our lives, that God is not there. God is not a keeper in my life. He is a keeper, my dear. He had concern about Job, his servant. That reminds me of an incident that happened a few years ago when we went to India with my family. And my dad bought a couple of lovebirds in a cage for my children. And throughout the stay there, children used to enjoy those lovely lovebirds, two birds in the cage, wonderfully. Looking at them itself is so peaceful. And that's how it was. On one Sunday morning, we went to the church. And when we came back, we noticed that there were feathers down on the floor. And we saw a cat escaping from the window. For those of us who have been in such countries, the windows, not all the time are they closed. Even if they are closed, it's easy for some animals to enter through some other way. And this cat got into the house in our absence. And that cat got in and scared these lovebirds to death. But they did not die. We could imagine what must have happened in that hall, though we were not there, seeing the feathers down on the floor. The cat must have prowled on the cage. The lovebirds might have got scared. But what happened? Because of the cage that surrounded the lovebirds, they were protected. Though the feathers came out, there was suffering. The suffering happened. The movement of the cage must have happened. And this cat, the way it may be prowling on those cute little lovebirds, I could imagine. And then God reminded me of this particular verse from Job chapter 1. That God is the one who puts a hedge around his people. Though there was suffering. Though there were feathers coming out. My dear, maybe you are going through some situations in your life right now. A painful situation. A feather dropping kind of a situation in your life. Moving here and there, being tossed around here and there. But remember, we have a God who is putting his hedge around us and protecting us. He is the one who is able to keep us. He is able to keep us. He protected Job. And he tested. He allowed Job to be tested. You and I may be going through testing time right now. To the extent of being found hurt, suffering, and many situations you may be going through right now. But I just want to encourage you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have a God who is able to keep us from falling. The second one, to present you faultless. To present you faultless. Easy to remember. PF. Preserve you from falling. Present you faultless. Not only is he keeping me from falling down, but he wants to take me and present me in front of someone. And that is what we want to note down. You can note down the points here. Blameless or faultless, in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's the one, not only is he keeping me from falling, but also he's presenting me faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's so joyful. He wants to be able to have a joy in our hearts also, to be able to say, Lord, I thank you that it is not my works that is causing me to be blameless or faultless. I am a man or a woman of sinful nature only because of the blood of Jesus Christ that has cleansed me from all sin. That you have put forth the robe of righteousness on me so that I can stand in the presence of his glory and worshiping him. That's what we are doing. Who are we to stand in front of a holy God, my dear? Who are we? How can we stand in front of a holy, pure, holy God? We, with our own sinful nature, we can never ever stand in his presence. But we have a God who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. My dear, again, I want to share with you, when we meditate on this verse, by the time we are done with this, you need to memorize this verse. That is the whole purpose of being able to have this kind of a detailed expository way of looking at the verse. Why? Because the word of God should be hidden in our hearts so that when we come across situations in our lives, I know, it's my God who is able to save me. It's my God who is able to keep me. He's my God who is able to present me. It's everything about him, my dear. Do you recognize that? It's nothing about each one of us. It's about him. He is able to keep present us faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Why? He wants to present us faultless. He wants to be able to say, my dear, I want to keep you so that you may not fall into temptations in your life. I want to guard your soul. I want to keep your soul in such a manner that one day I'm going to present you faultless in the presence of the glory of God to be able to be accepted in his sight. It's nothing about us, my dear. God wants to sanctify us to the extent of keeping us faultless and blameless. Many times, we are found to be blamed. But God wants to make us blameless. Not sinless, but blameless. Sinless. There's only one who was without sin. Who was it? Jesus Christ himself. We are born in sin. We are bound to keep on sinning. But he wants to keep us from falling so that the sins that we have committed are covered or atoned for, so that we are found faultless in the presence of his glory. Nothing that we can boast about, my dear. Nothing that we can boast about. What a wonderful God we have. He is not only the author of our faith, but also the finisher of our faith. He is taking care of our journey of our faith. For those of us who have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you are in the journey of your faith. For those who haven't accepted Jesus, I want to encourage, doesn't matter what your age is. If you are hearing this sermon, maybe this is the time for you to have that faith in a God in whom you can trust, who gave his life for you. All his is doing is stretching out his hands towards you and saying, my dear, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come to him. He is the one who is inviting you. Are you hearing his invitation? Are you hearing the Spirit of God talking to you right now? Come unto him, my dear. And this spiritual journey, the faith journey we are going through, he's the one who keeps us from falling. He's the one who will present you faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God wants to give you and I great joy. The joy that will never be taken away because of the circumstances that happen in our lives. He wants to present you. Jesus Christ has come into this world in order to be able to do this for you and I. And that is how you can stand in front of him. That's a picture that is there. Lord, I'm here. Cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The one who has kept me from falling. And to be presented in the front of your presence of glory. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to exalt you. I'm here, Lord. Here I am. And third and final thing that we can learn is to praise him forever. To praise him forever. The whole purpose of us being created in this world, for his pleasure we are created. We are created so that we may praise him forever. Another way to remember, praise forever. Preserve from falling. Present, faultless. Praise forever. To praise him forever. The whole purpose of him to keep us from falling and to present us faultless is for you to praise him forever. And that is what we see in the same Jude chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. To the wise God our Savior, to glory and majesty, dominion and power, to be able to continue to praise that God who is worthy of our praise and worship. Remember, let me tell you, my dear, that is what we will do forever in eternity. Both now and forever. In some of the translations, it says, let me read that in New American Standard Bible or even the ESV. Maybe you can read it. One of the two translations that you have, Jude 1, verse 25. Before all time and now and forever, before all time that is past, now, present, and forever. That is forever in future. We have a God who is being praised before all time. We have a God who has been praised by the angelic beings, heavenly beings have been worshiping and praising God, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Before all time, right now, as we are meditating on this particular verses, our God Almighty is being praised and worshipped. That is why we want to give opportunity for every one of us to take the opportunity to corporately worship him, individually worship him and say, Holy, 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 be exalted, O God, above the heavens. To be able to continue to praise him forever. That is the whole purpose of him who is able to keep you from falling, to preserve you from falling, and to present you faultless so that you may praise him forever. Dominion, authority, glory, and majesty. We have a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many times we don't have that recognition or consciousness of the fact that we have a God who is a glorious God. He's a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If we have that understanding of whom you are standing before, you cannot otherwise say anything other than praising him. Falling prostrate before him, saying, Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Many times we don't have that consciousness of who God is. So today I want to encourage each one of us. The Lord is able to keep you from falling. Maybe we are going through some temptations in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. What does it say? Please read verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14. God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Maybe you are going through some temptation in your life. You are falling down day after day, day after day. You are falling down and then coming back and saying, Lord, please forgive me. Next day again, you are falling into the same temptation. Today, be encouraged from the scriptures that God doesn't even want you to fall He's able to keep us from falling. He's able to provide you a way of escape. Maybe remember the kind of situations when you were going through some temptation, suddenly you got a phone call or a text message and you got diverted. God is a God who's able to protect us. Many times when you look back, He's a God who's able to preserve us. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. Please read. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. Yes, He's able to aid those who are tempted. Matthew chapter 4 talks about the temptations that Jesus came across in His life. In the year 1988, on January 16th, Dr. Ravi Zacharias was sharing a sermon, a gospel sermon, from the book of Matthew chapter 4 on the temptations that Jesus came across. And through that particular sermon, I was convicted and went forward and publicly confessed, and I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I can never forget this particular passage from Matthew chapter 4 where Jesus went through temptations. And this particular verse in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, since He Himself was tempted in that which He also suffered, He is able to come to aid of those who are tempted. He is able to help you. Maybe the temptations or the trials or the testing times you are going through in your life, Jesus has gone through similar kind of temptations. He went through sufferings in His life, my dear. He is able to aid those who are tempted. He wants to come to your aid. He wants to protect you from the evil one. Don't you want to believe in such a kind of God? When was the last time you prayed, Lord, help me from this temptation that I'm going through in my life, these trials I'm going through in my life? He is able to aid you, to protect you, to be able to find a way of escape when you go through temptations in your life. A few verses of encouragement and we'll close. Psalm chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37, verses 23 and 24. Psalm chapter 37. Verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Maybe you are fallen right now in some kind of a situation. Maybe you are fallen into emotional anger. Maybe that is the weakness that you are having right now. Maybe you speak out things emotionally, not even thinking what is the result of what I'm saying. Maybe between husband and wife, parent and child, or whatever is the kind of relationships that you're having, maybe that is what you're falling into. Lord, I'm falling into this problem. I'm unable to have patience. I'm unable to have any kind of a way in which I can guard my tongue. Lord, help me keep my tongue from causing any kind of issues. And Bible says in verse 24, though he falls, he will not be hurtled along, because God is the one who's going to hold his hand. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you with my righteous right hand, the Bible says. Oh, my dear, be encouraged through that. Chapter 39, in verse 1, to be able to control your tongue. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth as with a muzzle while the wicked are in my presence. Lord, help me to be able to stand forth so that I may not use my mouth to commit sin. Psalm chapter 145 and verse 14. Psalm 145 and verse 14. The Lord upholds all who fall, raises up all who are bowed down. Maybe we are already in a fallen situation. Though the Bible says He is able to keep you from falling, but right now, because of our sinful nature and the free will that we have been saying, oh, I want to do it myself, I will do it, and maybe we are in a fallen situation. The Bible says in verse 14, the Lord sustains or upholds all who fall. Don't be discouraged in your fallen situation right now, because God is a God who wants to lift you up. My dear, I want you to get up. Get up from where you are. Like that prodigal son, the son who went away from his father, and he realized, and he got up, and he came back to his father. He didn't stay there. He didn't stay in his sin. He got up and came back to his father. God wants you to come out of that situation that you're in, the fallen situation, the fallen nature that we have, the sinful nature that we have been living in. God wants to lift you up and bring you back into his fold. God is the one who sustains all who fall. If you want to read in another language, please read in verse 14. Chapter 145, verse 14. What a wonderful word of God it is that he's the one. Maybe you are downhearted. You are faint-hearted, saying, Lord, I don't know. I cannot stand in these situations. I cannot handle the situations that I'm facing right now. Why is this happening to me alone? Why is my family going through this situation? Why is it like this? Why not others? Why me? Why my family? Maybe you are going through that situation right now. In a fallen situation, saying, Lord, I cannot stand in this situation, the storms that are coming ahead of me. Oh, my dear, come to him. If you can kneel, do that. In your heart of hearts, humble yourself. That's what is more important. And then reach out to him. Lord, you are my God. You have promised and said you will uphold all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. We have such a kind of God. Be encouraged, my dear. We have a God who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, before all times, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless this word.